episode this today. Fuck. Edit.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an acquired taste podcast. I'm Bethany, your coffee guzzling, caffeinated coffee guzzling, loving coffee, loves him, loves coffee friend.
And I'm Kathleen, your rosé drinking, s'mores eating, hiking under waterfalls friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we are bringing... Sorry, I'm getting text messages like flooding into both my phone and my computer as I'm trying to do this intro, so I'm like accidentally putting words that aren't involved in it.
What's the breaking news?
This morning, I texted Dennis as though I were my cat, and so he's just sending me a lot of texts.
Yes.
It's stupid.
Totally normal.
But anyway, so today we, Kathleen and I, brought to the table my favorite Amazon review. It broke over the weekend, and I want to read it to you. I also want to read some of my other favorite Amazon reviews, because this is where some really frustrated writers get out a lot of their creativity, and it's wonderful.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you're bringing Amazon to the table today, because John Oliver, do you ever watch his show on HBO?
I watch clips on the YouTuber.
He did a whole segment this weekend on Amazon. So, so interesting.
On what an evil corporation it is.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this week I'm taking Bethany on a first date.
Yay! Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of role playing.
Okay, I'm into it.
And you know, Bethany's my favorite person to role play with.
Thank you.
Like, you know, our clothes may come off. Like, I'm not making any promises.
I mean,
consensually.
I'm wearing loose fitting clothing today anyway,
yes.
So it's easy to just tear.
Mm-hmm.
If we sound different, we're trying out new microphones today.
So
they're better. They're for podcasting, but they're super high quality. And the important thing that I know you, gentle listener, care about, they have an internal pop filter.
Well, I'm hoping it's like when your really good friend, you hate making phone calls to you because they still have a flip phone.
Yeah.
And they just sound like... I'm hoping that it's the opposite effect with these microphones. And everyone's like, wow, you sound amazing. You sound like you're sitting right next to me.
So I have this friend who I have... it's like a colleague. I talk to her on the phone quite a bit. But there's something with our two phones hate each other.
Uh-huh.
And I don't quite know why it is. And so I can never hear what she's saying. And she's always saying important things because it's work-related stuff. And sometimes I just pretend I can understand what she's saying, but I shouldn't because it's important work-related stuff. And one point she said something like, yeah, so we're going to send it to the thing and they're just going to...
You're like, huh?
And I finally was like, I can't even pick out every other word of this. And I asked her to please repeat it. And it was super important stuff. But our phones, it's like one is underwater and one has like...
Yeah.
Going on.
I fully believe that technology has like period days, you know, like PMSing.
Yeah.
My computer, sometimes the AirDrop works, sometimes it doesn't. I have
no
idea. My computer is PMSing. It just happens.
AirDrop works when you accidentally AirDrop a picture of yourself to someone on the train, but it never works when you want to AirDrop a picture to the person sitting right next to you.
Can I tell you what I did this weekend?
Yeah, Kathleen, because you came in tan.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And relaxed.
My little brother, and by little, I mean, he's only a year younger than I am. He's a full grown human.
Hot Bert?
Your
hot brother Bert?
Let's not go there.
He's hot.
He's in the Navy and he is moving to Saudi Arabia for a year.
Wow.
And he leaves in about a week. So for his birthday over the weekend, I did like a little brother sister trip.
Yeah.
I took him up to the Catskills to this amazing lodge that I found on Instagram, because
that's what you do.
Instagram drives every facet of my life now. It's called Scribner's Lodge.
Scribner isn't Scribner a publishing house?
There's like an old man Scribner thing going on. Was he in the war? I don't know.
I'm gonna look up old man Scribner.
But
old man,
it was the type of destination where only hipsters go. And and I overheard this thing, and it just makes me want to go back and move in. It allows dogs, which is amazing because most hotels don't allow dogs, right? So there's just like these really cute dogs everywhere. And also when you walk into your room, everything's like very hipster, black and white with a little bit of macrame on the wall.
Love.
And like old fashioned vintage phones.
They
know
what they're doing. They know they're in Instagram culture.
And they leave little baggies of things to make s'mores. So at night at the lodge, when they light the fire pits, you can go and make s'mores at the fire. I mean, like, it's just so cute.
Nice.
But anyway, so there's so many dogs around and so many hipsters floating in the pool and dogs hanging out by the pool.
Yeah, a lot of mustaches. A lot of mustaches. Waxed mustaches.
Yes, yeah. A lot of like girls with black hair with like really blunt bangs.
I wish I could do that.
I know, me too. And I heard one hipster girl say to another, "Oh, your dog is so cute. Was he here for Puppy Seder?" I'm like, yes, of course. This lodge, Scribner's Lodge, would have Puppy Seder. And
that's like the most New York thing I've ever heard.
So New York. And I want to go in the year 2019. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Seder's already over for this
Seder's
year.
Seder's over. You can go next year.
2020.
Your husband's Jewish, right?
Yes. So the Catskills, and if you watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, this all makes sense. But yeah. The Catskills has a longstanding history of being a destination for people of the Jewish faith.
Okay.
In the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, when New York City didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
So you would go up to the Catskills to escape the heat, right?
Gotcha.
And they had hundreds of resorts there where basically you didn't leave the resort. It was just like you wake up and check the resort's list of activities that day.
One of my former acting teachers from Minneapolis has, excuse me, an acting school up in the Catskills.
Amazing.
Now. Yeah.
You should go.
She teaches body acting. She's the one who uses poles to teach acting.
So like pole dancing acting?
Well, it's like using like a mop pole to show your feelings.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's up in the Catskills.
You and Dennis need to go to this place. I'm telling you, we had the best time. My brother and I, we did some hiking. We did some kayaking. We did some eating of good food.
That's a lot of white people stuff
out
there.
So much. Yes. I hiked underneath a waterfall.
Was it wonderful?
It was wonderful. Bethany, I hiked up a side of a mountain that was so boring. It was just like a steady incline for 2 miles up. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst. But at the top, there's an abandoned hotel.
Did you go in it?
Yes, I went in it.
Did you find anything?
No, I didn't. No, but I mean, like, maybe.
Was it creepy?
There might have been, like, some drug paraphernalia.
Always.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy. But it was also the middle of the day and the sun was out. Oh. So, like, not that creepy. But it was really cool. You would have loved it.
10 out of 10 would go for that.
10 out of 10. But that, man, that incline, my butt was burning.
Oh, my gosh. 2 miles up?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And it was just so boring. There wasn't anything fun to look at. But you had to be on the lookout for rattlesnakes.
I was watching, you know, sometimes when you're sad, you just turn on your like tried and true favorite YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And mine is the honey badger narrated by Randall. And I forgot that the honey badger straight up eats a rattlesnake or a king cobra. And you see it and it's awfully disgusting. But it made me feel like, you know what? If a honey badger can eat a rattlesnake, I can probably handle it myself.
Yeah.
I think I could. I'm so glad you had a good weekend. And Hot Bert had a good time?
Yeah, he had a good time.
On a scale of ugly to hot, would you say he's ugly or hot?
No, I'm just not going to go there.
Are you calling your brother ugly?
Okay, no,
that's
yes.
messed I'm up.
Bethany, this is...
He listens, you know.
Yeah.
Kathleen, no, okay. Take it back.
He is single.
Uh-huh.
And we had like a lot of good heart-to-heart questions and how he does actually want to get married. Like he finally said that to me.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
It should be easy to find a woman because he is, you know, hot.
I don't know. In Saudi Arabia, I just don't know if he's going to find the woman of his dreams.
He might.
He might. You never know.
He might. And you know what? Women love hot men all over the place.
You know, my mother is going to church every day praying that he meets a nice girl over there.
Over in Saudi Arabia.
Who's there like teaching English or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know what? Love can happen anywhere. And it will especially happen for Bert. You know why?
No.
Because he's hot.
No. Okay. Erase.
Oh, by the way, Old Man in the Sea is published by Scribner.
Okay. So it used to be a publishing house.
Scribner Classics.
But there's got to be a guy who's like Mr. Scribner. Old Man Scribner was their Wi-Fi.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, now you know their Wi-Fi.
Anyway, this lodge, look it up on Instagram at Scribner's Lodge. It's like HGTV made a hipster cabin, and it's just your absolute dream. There's like a big lounge. There's a library. There's like a game, like the section for games. Oh,
how often do you have to interact with others? Like if you want to go and sit in the library, how many other people are in the library?
Not often.
Really?
You don't. Yeah, you
and
really don't.
You get your own cabin, right? Or is it like one big lodge with tiny rooms like an apartment?
It's kind of like a hotel.
Okay.
But I didn't really hear anybody around. And they have like a sauna. They've got a pool. It's really cool out there. Oh, it's my wet dream to own a house in the Catskills.
Do they have AC?
They do have AC.
It's why the Jews went up there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm just like not about this non-AC life anymore. I feel like I do enough in other ways for the earth that I really want to keep my AC blasting at all times.
That's like the one thing you can't compromise on.
Yeah. I use my metal straws. You know, I turn off lights when I leave a room.
Uh-huh.
I recycle everything, even things I probably shouldn't be recycling.
Mm-hmm.
I reuse paper.
Yes.
But my God, if I have to turn my, when we went to the witchy Airbnb, she had no AC.
Yeah.
And there was some panic moments for a while.
You know, have you been kind of following all the stuff that's going on in Europe right now where they're having a major heat wave?
Ooh.
And it's right now it's like in Germany and Switzerland, and England has been experiencing it to some effect. And in Spain, it's like 115 degrees, 110 degrees. In Berlin, it was so hot that a bicycle melted. A bicycle. Our friends in Europe, they don't have AC and ice and cooling systems like we do here in America. And people are just absolutely miserable.
And people who are like very young or very old are, and our animal friends are in a lot high risk of dying.
I know. It's so sad.
So I don't know. Here's your friendly neighborhood reminder that do not leave animals or people in cars.
No.
Even if you have the windows cracked, it still gets too hot.
Yeah. And when you go into your freezer and you get like a delicious glass of ice, just, you know, say a prayer for your friends in Europe because they don't have ice.
Well, I think they probably have ice.
But not readily available like we have ice here. You go to a restaurant there, you just get lukewarm whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Lukewarm Coke.
Dude, I've been putting my head in my freezer and that's when I don't even leave my house. Oh, also quick reminder, as this is coming out, 4th of July is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America. Protect your dogs and cats during fireworks. Like, they might get really scared. Be around them.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're there and comforted and you know, it gets really scary.
Yeah, and when you have one too many mimosas and your friends break out the sparklers and you're dancing around the lawn, just, like, try not to set your friends on fire.
Yeah, and take a lesson from my friend Sherry in high school. Maybe don't try to light off a rocket from betwixt your breasts.
Stop it.
Doesn't go well.
No, she didn't.
She did. She was lucky her breasts didn't explode or get burned, but boy, was it a close call. And there was some singed t-shirt.
Stop.
She had perfect breasts though. Like, they were like perfectly sized. You could tell they were just really soft.
Perfect for rocket launching.
Yeah. And they were like pushed up in just like a nice way in a bra. And so she just figured, you know, what can I fit in between these? I don't know. A rocket.
Merca.
Kathleen, when we were in San Francisco a couple weeks ago, Dennis has a quip. I have a quip. One was stuck to one side of the mirror. One was stuck to the other side of the mirror. It makes traveling so much easier.
You're a family of quips.
We're a family of quip toothbrush eye.
I love my quip toothbrush because A, it comes in rose gold.
Yeah.
And B, it gets my teeth cleaner. At least I feel like it does, than just a regular manual toothbrush that you have to, you know, make the gyrating motions with your hand.
Yeah. No, you don't have to gyrate anything. It gyrates for you. The great thing about quip is that, first of all, it's travel ready. It has a cover that protects your brush from your sandy swimsuits and your luggage slip ups. But also, most people brush too hard and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Quip has sensitive sonic vibrations, so you don't have to be like me and have the roof of your mouth skin grafted onto your gums to try and keep your receding gum line from going all the way up to your forehead.
It is sleek, it is compact, and it's designed for on the go.
Quip isn't an electric toothbrush that needs a bulky stand and then a power cord that drapes across your entire counter. Quip has a battery that lasts 3 months. Mine's been running for more than 3 months and still hasn't run out.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of amazing.
You press the button, you put it in your mouth, and it starts to vibrate. And then it changes vibrations. It like pauses for a hot second when it wants you to switch to the next quadrant of your mouth. Quip is making sure that you're brushing your mouth properly for as long as you need. And it's like, it's kind of fun. It's like, okay, next quadrant. It's like a video game.
Yeah, I like following rules.
Uh-huh.
And plus, they have the new kids brush. It's the same as their original version. It's just tweaked for size down mouths. And so those are all the reasons that we love Quip. We're big Quip fans.
If I was a kid, I would freaking love Quip.
Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/taste right now, you can get your first refill pack for free.
Get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/taste. That's getquip.com/taste. Let's talk about Amazon.
Yes. Okay. So Kathleen, you said you did not see this Amazon review that was all over Twitter over the weekend, which makes me happy because I want to read it to you.
Please indulge.
All right. So this is a review for a vibrator.
Okay. Like a female sex toy.
Yes.
Or a male sex toy.
It's specifically for women because it has a clitoral stimulator.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to want to know the company after this.
Uh-huh.
So it's by a company called Tracy's Dog. Okay, that's the name of the company.
That's the name of the. Oh
yeah. This is the name of the product, and it's one of those names where it has all of the keywords in the name so that it gets a lot of Google hits.
Yeah.
Clitoral sucking vibrator, G-spot clit dildo vibrator, waterproof rechargeable clitoris stimulator with 10 suction and vibrations.
You know what? If it gets the job done.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends that work in e-commerce, and actually titling your products is an art form.
I mean, it, yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is the review.
That name was like 8 names long.
And that was the, I didn't click on the more, show full title.
That's like if an apple wasn't just an apple, it was like pinkish, roundest, bulbous, sweet on the inside, sometimes mushy, delicious.
Good seeds, for pies.
Johnny Apple dessert.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So the full title is Clitoral Sucking Vibrator G-Spot Clit Dildo Vibrators, Waterproof Rechargeable Clitoris Stimulator with 10 Suctions and Vibration Pattern Sex Toys for Women Pink.
For Women Pink. I take offense to that. Anyone can like the color pink.
Okay, so this is the Amazon review. Verified purchase, 5 out of 5 stars. The title is Wow, Just ... Wow. Having read everyone's reviews, I had high expectations, but with the price being under $50, I wasn't exactly going to be shocked if it was mediocre.
Are vibrators supposed to cost more than $50?
I think some of them do.
What?
There's one that looks like it just punches you in the clitoris.
Just stop it.
Like, the shape of it is such that it just looks like it's going.
That was like, you know, when the rabbit was so popular, the vibrator looked like rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in an episode of Sex and the City, Charlotte stopped hanging out with her friends because she was just at home with her rabbit all the time. They had to be like, Charlotte, like you can't masturbate with your rabbit anymore. Like you need to get some sun, honey.
But it's cute. It has a rabbit on it. All right. She goes, a few friends of mine bought it recently and told me of its power. I was warned to take the day off, hydrate, and above all, do some stretches.
Stop.
I thought they were being such drama queens. It was delivered within 2 days of ordering, so it's already off to a good start. Opening the very discreet box, instructions say 2.5 hour charge time. Not too bad. I plug this little bad boy in while the kids are at school waiting for it to recharge. Killing time, reading some erotica my friend and fellow Queenie recommended because I don't have time to screw around waiting to get in the mood. I have to get the kids in a few hours and I need to be ready to go when this thing is done charging.
No, she's talking about her children in her vibrator review.
TikTok, bitch, TikTok. Welcome to motherhood.
Oh. God.
Patiently waiting me is checking to see if the light has stopped blinking every 10 minutes like a crackhead waiting for his dealer. After only an hour and a half, solid pink light. Game on.
Oh my God.
Time to solo party. It took me a few minutes to get everything where it needed to be. That was a bit time consuming and slightly frustrating. But as with any new toy, it's trial and error. I started the clitoral suction one on low, which I barely even felt. Unbeknownst to me, it wasn't lined up 100%. So me being me, I decided to go from 0 to 60 in 3.5. I hit the suction button setting to level 5 or 6 and hit the G-spot button as well and made a minor adjustment on suction placement. At least I think that's what happened because I'm pretty sure I blacked out.
No.
My legs went straight out like those goats who faint when scared. I never came so fast and hard in my life. I frantically tried to turn it off, but ended up hitting the buttons like a maniac, sending it to even stronger suction and now varying pulses from the G-spot vibrator. And again, I came. I'm pretty sure I levitated. It was an unending orgasm. This time, my soul left me and God himself said, child, it's not your time. Go back to the little pink light. Mind you, I'm agnostic. I'm brought back into my earthly body after managing to pull it off me, throwing it across my bed. It falls to the floor, still buzzing happily away. I shook for a good 5 minutes. I couldn't get up off the bed even if I wanted to. I stared at my ceiling, dazed, trying to remember who I am and what year this is.
Oh, my God.
I get up to clean up, and I realize in my seizure-like orgasms, I hurt my hip and my back.
No.
I'm still hobbling 4 hours later. Ladies, I did not stretch enough.
Stop. Amazing. Either.
It's not done.
No.
So in conclusion, this met and exceeded expectations. Hydrate. Make sure you don't have to do anything that involves decisions or brain power for the rest of the day. And for the love of God, stretch like you are about to run the 500 meter dash.
Stop it.
3,573 people found this review helpful.
Oh my God. This woman either A, truly experienced all of that, or B, deserves a book deal?
I think both.
A publisher needs to reach out to this woman and be like, hey, we read your vibrator review and we want to talk to you.
She's amazing. So again, now that a lot of you probably want to know what this is, it's by Tracy's Dog.
Okay.
And it's the Clitoral Sucking Vibrator, G-Spot Clit Dildo Vibrators, waterproof, rechargeable clitoris stimulator with 10 suction and vibration pattern sex toys for women, pink.
Tracy's Dog. I'm intrigued. I'm going to tell you, I'm intrigued.
I know.
I want to know is, A, does this woman have like a partner? And does she need him or her anymore?
Not anymore.
She doesn't.
Not like, anymore.
She's married to her vibrator now. Yeah.
So it made me go on a little rabbit hole of really awesome Amazon reviews. And these are some of them.
Okay.
Okay, this is for a laundry bag. You can fit a whole body in it. Of course, you have to saw off all the limbs, but it all fits. And the nylon material holds in the remaining blood that hasn't fully drained yet. So that's a bonus. Four people found this helpful.
I want to live my life with the same zest that these people write their Amazon reviews.
It put me in such a good mood. I was ready to like create Instagram content.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just have to be ready. You have to be in the headspace.
Yeah.
This is for a trimmer. A trimmer.
A trimmer of what?
I think of
nose hair, pubic hair.
I think like a body trimmer. Okay. It's great. Keep a long charge, tons of good attachments, super sharp, very sharp. My husband didn't realize they were capable of cutting his balls off. But other than that, we love them. Okay. This one is upsetting. It's for an inflatable pool. We love this pool. It was easy to set up and ready to go. Delivery people were so amazing. We unfortunately did have to take this down and return it due to a drowning, which was absolutely as easy to take down as it was to put up. Super sturdy. Only thing I would change is the ladder is a little wobbly. Best to make sure no kids play in it.
No. That's not true. That's got to be not true.
It's a verified purchase.
Okay, how do you become a verified purchaser on Amazon?
They're able to prove that you actually bought it.
How to become verified.
I don't think it's like being verified on Instagram.
Purchaser on Amazon. Okay, continue.
This one is, I don't know what the product is. It's just a picture of a man with a giant gauze bandage over his thumb.
Oh, okay.
Thumbs up. I give this product a thumbs up. I decided to use it for the first time to make scalloped potatoes. Oh, it's a vegetable cutter. Mm. I stabbed the first potato with the guard and started going to town. The moment I was thinking to myself, man, this thing slices great, is the moment the potato fumbled and my thumb learned what it feels like to be a potato.
Oh.
$1,700 ER bill later, my thumb's fingerprint is permanently altered. I had to rescan it for Touch ID.
Stop.
Dinner was eventually finished and we've been using it ever since. Pretty sure this thing will cut meat easily too. Ask me how I know.
Yeah. Oh my. Ooh. Ooh.
I know.
Ooh.
You can feel that one viscerally.
Oh, I can feel that tip coming off.
Yeah. Did you figure out what it's like to, how do you become a verified purchaser?
Yes. So when it has that like little check mark on Amazon, the Amazon verified purchase.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that Instagram, you know, you're like, you're verified. You're very cool.
You're special.
All it means is that Amazon has verified that the person writing the review purchased the product on Amazon and didn't receive the product at a deep discount. A lot of times companies that sell things on Amazon, they'll send people product for free with the promise that they write a review.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like Amazon has like quantified your integrity, your purchasing integrity.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Okay. I never leave Amazon reviews, but I might start to now.
I have every once in a while. I try to be creative.
There have been a couple of times when I really should have taken the time to read the review or the description of the product.
Yeah.
When I wanted a new bathroom mirror, like a makeup mirror, and a dollhouse mirror came.
I've done the same thing. It's
freaking a tiny little dollhouse mirror came in the mail, and I was like, what the hell is this?
Or when I tried to order a flower pot big enough for, like, I don't know, the size of a mug.
Uh-huh.
And it came, and I could fit my whole body in it. That was a mistake. Okay, so this one, there's just a couple more. This is for pee pads for cats.
Oh, okay.
The review is just a selfie. A man, like an old man, took a selfie.
Stop.
Where he looks mildly self-satisfied.
No.
And the caption is, in all capitals, cats love him, yes. Yeah. And then this is my favorite. It's for a children's book called Where is Baby's Belly Button? 1 star. And the subject is, first of all, let me describe the photo. The the drawing on the cover is a baby happily lifting up its shirt to reveal its tummy.
Yeah, the belly button.
The belly button.
Ugh, I hate belly buttons. Blah.
Where is baby's belly button? 1 star. Do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. The title makes this much clearer from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on baby's stomach, right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. This plot is a complete mess as a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict, there is no character development, and there is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have a serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I have ever read.
Take a tail pill, guy. It's a children's book. Kids like belly buttons.
Oh, this is my other favorite one. It's for a collar stiffener.
What?
Like, I think it's like a thing that you put,
under
your collar to keep it up.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and the person put 5 stars. They are very stiff. I enjoy their sharpness. I push them gently into my bottom. Those are my favorite.
Everything Amazon is a sex toy, as long as you have a really good imagination.
It's true.
We should make a t-shirt.
Kathleen, you wear glasses and contacts.
Yes, I do.
How often have you just run out of contacts because you were too busy to go to the doctor and pick them up?
All of the time.
Yeah.
And then I find myself screwed because I'm like running to the doctor and I'm like, oh my God, please, like, check out my eyes. Give me a new prescription. Give me new contacts. Ah!
And it takes forever and it's expensive. That's why we've partnered with Simple Contacts.
Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes.
It's designed by ophthalmologists, and a licensed doctor reviews every test, so you can skip the office, but you still get doctor care. It's not some dude in the back of a truck willy-nilly throwing out contacts from, like, you know, a money gun.
Yeah, no, not that.
No, it's not a doctor.
And Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times in the App Store. If you're one of those people like me who was like, putting off getting new contacts, I permanently effed up my eyeballs using the same contacts over and over again past when I'm supposed to use them.
Yeah.
And my eye doctor was like, what the hell are you doing? You have to stop immediately or you're going to die.
But I can't. I'm lazy.
No, I wasn't going to die, but it was close. It was close.
Simple Contacts is going to help you. You won't have to screw your eyes up. And they have all the brands and types of lenses that you're familiar with. So you can go with what you already have and what you know works for you. Plus, the vision test is only $20. Compare that to an appointment without insurance. That can be upwards of $200.
Oh my goodness, you're going to save so much.
Get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/taste or enter the code TASTE at checkout. And just a reminder, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You want to do that.
Absolutely.
But in between those, when you just need new contacts, Simple Contacts is your answer.
Get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/taste or enter the code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, at checkout. Again, go to simplecontacts.com/taste to get $20 off your first contact order. Summer, for me, is one of the most challenging times to find a bra that's comfortable, to put on a bra, because it's so hot that I feel like every single thing I put on my boobs is stabbing me, except, you know what I'm going to say?
Third Love.
My Third Love bra.
Yeah, these are hands down the most comfortable bra you will ever wear. They're not too heavy. Straps won't slip. They're tagless labels, so they don't itch in the summer. Man, summer is brutal and awful. It's a sign that we're the worst.
Yeah.
You want your boobs, at least, to be held comfortably, but not too sweaty.
I have gone out into 90-degree days in my Third Love bra, and I've come back alive.
So glad.
Third Love, you...
Third Love stopped a bullet.
Third Love stopped a bullet from going right into my areola.
Third Love does not promise to stop a bullet.
No, but it will promise to keep your breasts comfortable and lifted and looking great.
Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz. So they design bras with both breast size and shape in mind, that's how you're getting that perfect fit. And yeah. you may end up being a different size than you thought you were, but that bra is going to fit you so much better.
Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup size, which I fall into, and it's a life changer. It's a game changer.
Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape. They find styles that fit your body, and they have a 100% fit guarantee. If you need help, Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. You can reach them every day via text or chat or phone. They want to make sure that you find the perfect bra for you.
So you go to the website, you take the quiz, be very truthful about how you answer those questions.
Yep.
Third Love is going to find something that looks great on you and that feels great on you.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
Go to thirdlove.com/taste to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/taste for 15% off today. Kathleen, take me on a date.
Okay, so thank you for meeting me here at this taco place.
It's my pleasure. Do we know each other or is this like a blind date?
We met on an app.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm trying to get to know you.
Yeah. You look just like your picture.
Oh, thanks. You do too. You look actually better than your picture.
Oh my God. No, you look better than your picture.
Oh, well, thanks. I'll take it.
Okay.
So I have like a few casual questions for you.
Is that a scroll you just pulled out?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't want you to feel like I'm interviewing you to be my wife, but wait, I am.
Kind of do now that you mentioned it.
But I am. Okay.
Cool.
So is cereal soup? Like, do you think that cereal is soup?
No.
Okay. Doesn't answer questions very quickly. Okay. Yeah. So continue.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to like...
Yeah.
Do you want me to expound on my answer?
Yeah. Like I want to know like your cereal experience. Like, do you think it falls into the soup category? What kind of cereal do you eat?
I feel like cereal isn't soup because soup... You don't create soup when you get to the table. You know, okay. Like soup is it already a self-existing liquid once everything is included, whereas cereal becomes a soup form because you add the milk later.
Okay.
Right. You know, what I'm saying?
Doesn't have an open mind about soup. Okay. Wow. So what is the sexiest name you think?
And like Tristan.
Tristan, sexy name.
Yeah, Tristan.
What is like the least sexy name?
Dan Fogelberg.
Dan Fogelberg. All one word.
Yeah. Yes.
Is this an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? Like,
I mean, it's just like, you know, it's this guy that I knew may or may not have been a musician. And I just couldn't really think of like any, I didn't want to really scream out his name during sex. Like, Dan Fogelberg.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It just didn't sound sexy, you know, but like Tristan sounds like, you know, sounds like a stable boy that you like shouldn't love, but you really do.
Oh,
You know?
He's like cleaning the horses.
And you're like
you're on your way to your like your pedigree lessons.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you know, for boarding school.
Totally. And like, you know, I want to get away from like my overbearing father. And so I'm escaping the chateau and there's Tristan like with my horse ready. But really, I just want to go see him.
Yeah. And you're sometimes you'll read Charlotte's Web in the barn and he's like, hey,
what you reading?
Which I'm Tristan. Mm-hmm. And then you end up making out.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. That's usually what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Should I ask you the same? Like, what's your favorite?
My favorite sexy name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
What is it?
Yellow. I think yellow is a sexy name. It's like it's mysterious. Any of the colors. Green. Red. People named after colors. I mean, humans named after colors.
Why are you so flustered?
Oh, God.
You didn't expect this to be turned around on you, did you?
You're just so pretty.
Thank you.
I'm just like, I don't, my mom told me that if I get nervous when I'm on the date, I just take my finger and I tap in between my eyebrows.
Like on your third eye?
Like on my third eye. Okay, I'm feeling better.
You're looking very sweaty.
So what's the weirdest smell that you've ever smelled?
Decomposing body.
Wait, what?
Just kidding. I just want to see if you believe me.
Oh, okay.
The weirdest smell I've ever smelled.
She's funny.
Probably something that had turned in the fridge.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you what it is because it no longer looked anything like food.
This is plaguing me right now.
Awful. What's happening in your fridge?
Every time I open my fridge, a smell of death, like smell of like kale, rotting death comes out.
Yeah.
And we cannot figure out what it is because there's nothing that's bad inside the fridge.
Have you opened the crisper?
Yes, I've opened everything. I've opened every orifice. I've anal bleached my refrigerator. We cannot figure out what the smell is.
Maybe behind the refrigerator?
I'm wondering if there's like a mouse underneath in the motor or something. That sucks. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
That's sad.
What is the best Wi-Fi name that you've ever seen? this is a really, I think this date's going well, right?
Yeah, no, I feel like this is going really well. I appreciate that you came with things to talk about because I, you know, 10 out of 10, I'm socially awkward.
I just Googled funny Wi-Fi names 20 years
ago. I was wondering why you brought your laptop to our first date.
It hurts when I pee. Bill Y, the science spy.
I like. Oh, that one's my favorite. I like that one. I like that one.
No, FBI surveillance van.
Is that really? I've seen that before, and I thought that it was a surveillance van.
Hydro kids, hydro Wi-Fi.
That one's also good. Well, I can't say what mine is. I don't want you to know where I live.
Pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
That's also good.
That's a good one, right? That's a good one.
What's your Wi-Fi named?
No, I can't tell you. I don't want you to know where I live. Okay, I'll tell you.
What is it?
It's Toots.
Toots?
Yeah, because my husband says I fart a lot.
Wait, you're married?
Oh, shoot. My ex-husband.
I believe you.
40 years. What do you think people are going to be nostalgic for?
I think they're going to be nostalgic for when the internet was just on your phone.
Oh.
And so you could, in theory, put your phone away.
Yeah.
And get away from it. But I think that moving forward, there will be, commercials and advertisements that will be, like, projected in front of you or deposited into your brain or, you know, in a way that you won't be able to ever get rid of it.
It was like that Black Mirror episode where there's this thing that you put in your eye and you can, like, go back and relive your life and, like, replay situations.
Yes. Oof. I also think that we will be nostalgic for when the sky was clear.
Uh-huh.
Because I think there will be a lot of drones and flying things that will be zooming around delivering stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's going to make clear skies a thing of the past.
Meanwhile,
what about you?
I got into my car today and I was like, God damn it. Why doesn't my car have Amazon yet?
I know.
Right?
Because you needed to order something.
Oh, well, it's like when you're driving, I just want to be able to, like, ask Echo to play music and not have to take my eyes off the road for a second. You know what I mean?
What do you think people will be nostalgic for, Kathleen?
Chupa Chups? Or maybe are people already nostalgic for those?
They're so good. They sell them at my down the street grocery
store.
They
still sell them? Are the Spice Girls still on them?
No, but you know, do you know who originally designed the Chupa Chups packaging?
Oh, I feel like I know this.
Salvador Dali.
That's right.
Is that crazy?
That is the craziest thing ever. That's a good fun fact.
Yeah, good to break out a date.
Speaking of which, what's your favorite fun fact?
I would say everyone has a unique tongue print, just like a unique fingerprint.
Oh, gross, but also very cool.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Fun fact, the computer was invented in the 1940s.
The first computer, like, took up an entire room.
Yeah. Fun fact, space smells like seared steak.
No, it doesn't.
Fun fact, the longest wedding veil was the same length as 63.5 football fields. Well, that's just extra. I wouldn't want to be her bridesmaid.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if it got wrinkled?
Oh, my. Ugh.
You have to steam that thing out.
Fun fact, the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
Fun fact,
sometimes bees sting other bees.
That's fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
Why would they do that?
Fun fact, kids ask 300 questions a day.
Jesus.
And that is why we're both childless.
Yeah. I like this. I like this first date. It's going well. Do you feel like it's going well?
I feel like, yeah. So will you pass me some of that sour cream? Our tacos just got to the table.
Yes.
So you got vegetarian tacos.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I did. I'm vegetarian. You got only meat tacos.
Yeah, only. Just
there's not even cheese on them.
No, there's not even a shred of romaine lettuce to be seen.
I'm surprised that they gave you a taco shell made out of beef. I didn't think that was a thing.
They can tell who in here is a virgin, and then they give everybody meat tacos if you're a virgin. It's just,
are you a virgin?
Yeah, it's what happens. So how do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
Negative.
What?
Negative.
You don't like the salty sweet?
No. Oh. Pineapple belongs in a salad or in a salad, but not on a pizza.
Okay, why would it belong in a salad if it doesn't belong in a pizza? That's preposterous.
Fruit salad. Like, ugh, my grandma's fruit salad, which is just Jell-O.
I think pineapple is delicious on pizza.
I don't know if this is not working out. Go forward.
This is not working out. What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you?
Oh, spoiler alert, when Mufasa died.
Oh, is that a spoiler?
I can't watch it. I absolutely cannot watch it.
Uh-huh.
That was really frightening. And then I just remember there was some Muppet, like, Great Muppet Caper, or like the Muppets steal Big Bird, where they paint Big Bird blue.
Oh.
And I found that just so visually unsettling that it was really problematic.
Yeah. The scariest kid movie for me is Beauty and the Beast.
Why?
Gaston.
Uh-huh.
He's scary.
He is.
He's
aggro. Yeah.
He's a bro that gets in your face. He's just terrifying.
Yeah.
Even as a little kid, I knew that. I said, that's not the type of guy I want to marry.
No. And I'm glad that she did not end up with him.
He doesn't appreciate books like I do.
As someone who'd recently started watching Big Little Lies, I would say he's definitely a Perry.
He's definitely a Perry. Oh, if you're not watching Big Little Lies, I mean, let's just pause this date for a second to do a little PSA on Big Little Lies. God damn it.
It's easy to binge. I got through it in a day.
It's so good.
It's so good. And my friend John and I have a theory that what's Meryl's character's name in this show? Mary Louise.
Uh-huh.
So you know how Perry and Nicole Kidman have twins?
Okay.
I am convinced that Mary Louise has a twin. And Mary Louise's twin is the one who did the thing that everyone is like, who did the thing? We had to lie about the thing.
Oh.
I feel like Mary Louise's twin did the thing. Mm. Now, I don't actually believe this is true.
No, I don't, but
my friend thinks that Mary Louise is Perry, which is why Meryl Streep requested the same teeth. Which, again, is not true.
Do you think it's fake teeth that Meryl Streep is wearing in Big Little Lies?
They wrote think pieces on it. She requested... the same dude who made these the awful teeth in Bohemian Rhapsody,
yes.
But he does a lot. He's worked with Meryl Streep a lot.
Celebrity teeth designer.
Yeah, he molded teeth to look really similar to Alexander Sarsgaard because she plays his mother. And so she wanted to have something that looks
like him.
And he has sort of like a tooth that like sticks out a little bit.
Yeah.
And so she has really super similar teeth.
You know, it's something that you don't think about all that often, but yeah, like you can inherit the same teeth. My mother and I had the same teeth until she got hers redone.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like we have photos where we have the same exact sort of like square little chiclet teeth.
It's really interesting.
And then, yeah, she got her teeth are all beautified now and stuff. And
your teeth are great.
Oh, thank you. But her teeth, like she got, I don't know, the caps or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know someone who, all of her teeth are fighting for the same space.
Oh.
They're all just like punching each other to try to get into one slot.
Yeah.
And I saw pictures of her sister, and her sister's teeth are all also fighting for one location.
You know, you and your sister, Nicole, you have the same teeth.
Do we really?
Yeah. Sometimes when I see pictures of her smiling, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Bethany's mouth.
Because otherwise we look nothing alike.
No, that's not true at all. I think you guys look alike. Okay. Anyway, back to our date.
Okay.
Good margaritas, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Woof.
Good margaritas.
Yeah.
What kind of secret society do you think you would like to start if you were going to start one?
Oh, definitely one that involves a lot of death.
Mm, yeah.
I would like something that involves a lot of hoods.
Uh-huh.
We meet in caves. Mm-hmm. Like the skull and bones, but not douchey.
Mm.
I think it has to involve deaths of like generic characters that no one ever knows about.
Mm.
You know, like people who aren't actually real. So it's not upsetting.
Yeah.
But I think that we need to have a lot of animals. Mm. None that get sacrificed.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that they should be treated super well.
A lot of purring kitties and cute dogs. Yeah.
You know, some goats and micro ponies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to believe in the end of the world, but I don't think that we have to do anything scary about it. I do think that there's going to be a lot of memorization.
You
have to earn your way in.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Some secret handshakes, lots of torches.
Yeah.
Some group sex.
Just some.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Purely consensual. and I think a lot of codes and... I think a lot of like
winks
and hooded, international hijinks.
Hooded capes.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine would just be based around Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
Secret society of people who deeply appreciate Conan O'Brien.
What would your hangouts be like?
We would just like watch clips of old Conan shows.
And then
like,
just chuckle.
Make a list of like the best Conan moments. And maybe we would try and get in touch with him. We get in touch with TBS. They cut his show from an hour to half an hour.
Aww.
And I just really feel like Conan O'Brien has gotten screwed over so many times.
He has.
And he is so much funnier than a lot of these guys on late night.
I agree.
And I hate to say, but we should have a woman on late night somewhere.
I agree.
I mean, like Samantha Bee is once a week. She's not every night.
So you love Conan, but you also think that Conan should have another lady.
Well, I like feel like Conan would champion having a female
yes.
on late night. Did you see that new Mindy Kaling movie starring Emma Thompson and
Not
Mindy
yet.
Kaling? It's really cute. It's called Late Night, and it's about a childless woman who has a late night television show.
Why does she do it? Does it matter that she's childless?
Yeah, it's like the whole thing is that she's like not super relatable.
Okay.
And anyway, it was an excellent movie. I went to go see it. I don't even know if it was like widely released. I saw it here at like an indie theater in New York. Okay. But if you get a chance to rent it, excellent.
Love.
Excellent.
Maybe we'll rent it for our second date.
Yeah. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
I don't care about those kind of details anyway.
Wow. Okay.
What's the strangest place that you've urinated or defecated?
Urinated into a empty Starbucks venti cup.
Uh-huh.
At a graveyard.
That would, yeah. I just urinated in, off the side of my car the other day.
Off the side off of the your car?
Like, okay, so I'm here to tell you. I just created this trick.
Like you okay. stuck your butt out
so,
the window.
So my brother and I were about to go hiking.
You did this in front of your brother.
Yeah, well, he was on lookout. He was on lookout.
Okay.
We were putting on our hiking boots, whatever, at our car. And I was like, God damn it, I have to pee. And I opened up the front seat, the driver's side, and I opened up the door behind it. Like, so two doors, like kind of like parallel sticking out, two okay. open car doors. And then I hung a large towel in between. Okay. So that's fine. That's like all fine and dandy, right?
Yeah.
You like between the doors. So you like, you create like a little changing area.
Okay.
But then the trick is you have to position your butt on the rim of the car, like getting into the driver's side. You know how there's like a little ledge that you can step on to get into the car. So you position your butt on there and stick your pelvis out. So just imagine that you're sticking your pee hole like out, like as opposed to down.
Dudes, just so you know, this is what we have to do.
And
this
then,
is what we have to do,
and,
dudes.
And then you compete and you're going to be successful.
So you're clinging to the roof?
No, my butt is on the ledge next to the chair. I'm sitting.
You're sitting on the driver's side in the chair.
Not in the chair, like on the ledge that you use to get into the car.
Okay.
Do you know? Like
on the floor.
So my butt's pretty close to the ground, but I'm resting my butt on the foot ledge that helps you get hops into the car.
And then are you facing outside or in?
Facing outside.
Oh, see, I thought you were facing
in. No. Facing
out.
Yes,
this and all that's makes so much more sense.
That's how you pee in between two doors of a car.
Two doors, one towel.
You got it instead of squatting, because squatting, like your muscles, you can't hold out for that long. You have to rest your butt on that ledge.
And you also can't control the stream as much as you think you can.
No, you can't.
It's gonna come right back onto your pants, even if you're squatting.
So I maybe should like do a tutorial video.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a possibility,
dudes. This is what we have to deal with.
So do you think you want to go out on another date with me?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah. First of all, I like a girl who brings a laptop to a date.
Yeah, I'm always prepared.
Yeah, I also like a girl who comes with a lot of questions prepared.
Yes, I mean, I'm interested in you. I'm interviewing you to be my wife. So.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I do just want to confirm you are absolutely divorced because you mentioned your husband.
Yes, I'm absolutely divorced.
Does he know that?
I think so.
If I were to text him right now, because I do have his phone number, would he agree?
I'm just going to ask you one more question.
Sure.
Before we leave, waiter, can I have the check? Okay. All right.
What
mythical creature would improve the world most if it existed?
Oh my God. Dobby.
Okay. So tell me about Dobby.
I actually don't know anything about Harry Potter, except I know Dobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Dobby is the kind of open heart and the kind of light that we need in this world. Mm. I think he seems sensitive. All the pictures I see of him online, he just looks sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I like characters that I can comfort and love.
So
Dobby.
So not unicorns.
I mean, unicorns would be dope as hell. Don't get me wrong. And but they can purify water with their horn.
Yeah. See, right? Like if a unicorn really had a lot of magical powers, that horn could do anything. Purify water, clean the air, you solve pollution, but then like also spin like a wicked, beautiful mass of cotton candy.
Yeah. By the way, I just texted your husband. He hasn't gotten back. I said, Kathleen is saying on the podcast, i.e. date, that you're divorced. Is this true?
Mm, yeah. So I should probably leave now. I should leave before he texts you back. I should leave before he texts you back.
This was really fun. If you are someone who suffers from migraines, you know that the last thing you want to do if you have a migraine is leave your house, drive, go to the doctor, deal with the sunlight. It's all awful.
And it always seems when I have the worst headache of my life that I have no headache medicine anywhere in my house that I can find.
Yeah. So now it's a little easier to treat your condition from the comfort of your own dark home with the lights off and the window shades pulled, thanks to Cove.
Cove can make sense of your migraine headaches to better understand what triggers them and what you can do to reduce the severity and the frequency of your headaches.
It's really easy. So you go on their website, a doctor reviews all of your symptoms and determines what's the best course of treatment for you. You don't need insurance. The cost for the consultation and the first month of treatment is just $30 with or without insurance. And because they know that each migraine is different for each person, after your consultation, your doctor creates and tailors a course of treatment for you. And then a few weeks later, after you've begun your treatment and are into it a little bit, they reach out through their secure patient portal to check in with you, see how you're feeling and how it's working.
Making an appointment to go to your regular GP and you're like, oh, I have a headache.
Yeah.
You know, the people behind the desk, they looked at you like, oh, it's just a headache. Come back when you're actually sick.
Oh,
and you're
that's
like,
awful.
You're like, no, but actually my head is killing me. And you cannot make it to the doctor all the time.
Yep.
That's why Cove is here. And it's so, so, so convenient.
A doctor who is licensed to practice medicine in the state where you live is going to be the person who prescribes your medication, oversees your progress. And all of the migraine medication prescribed by Cove's doctors is FDA approved.
Don't take it from us. You got to go to withcove.com/taste to check out exactly what we're talking about and find a solution for your chronic migraines.
Yeah, if you suffer from migraine headaches, the last thing you need is to wait to see a doctor. So with Cove, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it.
So for a limited time, you'll get your doctor consultation and the first month of treatment for just $30. No medical insurance is required. All you have to do is go to withcove.com/taste. Again, that's withcove.com/taste to get your consultation and your first month of treatment for just $30.
withcove.com/taste. By the way, I want to talk about something I learned early.
Oh, okay.
So I've been told by multiple different people recently that I make things too hard.
Who's telling you this?
For example, if I have if I go into a store and I'm looking for something specific, instead of just asking the salesperson if they know where it is, I want to find it myself, which will often take me 10 times longer than just asking the person.
Yes.
Making it too hard for myself.
Is Dennis telling you this?
It's not just Dennis. I mean, yes, but other people have told me. My aerial instructor tells me I make things too hard, whatever. So there's this website that I follow called Shine. And once a day, they text you with these wonderful little things that you want to know.
Oh, I get those text messages from Shine. I never read them, but I get them.
You should definitely read them because the one today is really, really good. It texts, "Let me make this difficult for no reason." Yep, we've been there too. Ask this question to break out of your complexity bias. So complexity bias is basically this thing our brain does where it looks at something and says, you know what? Here's all the ways that I'm going to have to make this happen. Here are all the steps I'm going to have to take to finish this. It's too hard, so I'm not going to do it. It's our brain's way of bailing us out of having to do something. It lets us be lazy.
Complexity bias.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about complexity bias. Let's talk about complexity bias in a marriage. I took down our cabinets in the bathroom and I spray painted them black because I've been painting my bathroom black for 3 years.
Got to.
And I said to my husband, I said, hey, can you put these up while I make dinner?
Yeah.
And complexity bias. He got totally frustrated, only did one halfway. The next day I walked in, I was like, I'm just going to do this. It was simple as pie.
Yeah. Our brains just say, you know what? This is going to be too hard. It's the flight response if you're doing fight or flight.
Yeah.
It's the flight response.
Yeah.
Too hard. Don't want to do it. So there is one question you can ask yourself to get yourself out of making things too hard. Mm-hmm. And that question is, what would this look like if it were easy?
What would this look like if it were easy?
It's easy to convince yourself that things need to be hard. So this leads us to look for paths of most resistance. We create unnecessary hardship in the process. So if you ask yourself, what would this look like if it were easy? We can find a more straightforward way of doing something. And our brain has an easier time wrapping itself around that.
God, that makes so much sense.
Isn't that crazy?
What would this look like if it were easy?
Part of me is that I feel like I think I need to earn everything.
Yeah.
So if I go into a store, I need to like earn the pen I'm looking for. Yes. So I have to find it instead of just asking for it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, and so I think I'm just so used to that that I have to earn it by doing it the hardest way possible.
I get really stressed out during the holidays when I have to do a lot of cooking and stuff. And last year was sort of the first year where I just started ordering things.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's like before I even knew about this complexity bias, I asked myself, what would this situation look like if it were easy?
Yes, that's what it looks like. And it gives your brain permission.
I felt bad because not everything was homemade, but whatever. Yeah. This is life changing.
Yeah. I don't always read these texts, but I did this morning and I'm so glad I did because I have a list of things I have to do today. And what does it look like if it were easy? I'll get them done really fast.
Well, that's an amazing what you learned this week.
Yes. And it's not even the thing I learned this week.
Can we talk about bees for a second?
Would love.
So I feel like more and more friends are kind of like just saying in passing, oh, I've been studying bees.
Really?
Yes. A lot of my friends now are really interested in beekeeping. Is this like a new thing that people are into?
I know a couple people who have taken up beekeeping.
And my brother was telling me, he was listening to this podcast about side hustles, and it was a couple in Minnesota who started like a beehive in their backyard. Yeah. And it was just like, they would do it like in the summer because the bees would die in the winter.
It's tough.
But then some of the bees stayed alive in the winter, and those winter bees started breeding with other winter bees.
Nice.
And now they're making six figures off of their beehive side hustle just because they genetically modified these like super winter bees that make honey all year round.
They have these hardy ass bees.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it's great. I mean, look, bees are dying.
Yes.
We need as many as we can. And I've gone beekeeping before. It's actually very calming.
It's
a very lovely experience.
But is it hot inside of the suit?
It does get hot inside of the suit.
So there was a European supermarket. I think it was in Britain. They opened up a new location with no produce inside, and there were just signs everywhere that said, this is what supermarkets would look like if bees and butterflies didn't exist.
Damn.
Yes, right? Okay, yeah. So have you seen this new show on HBO? It's called Years and Years.
No.
Emma Thompson's in it.
Okay.
And actually only like two episodes have come out. But in the first episode, someone said, man, I really miss butterflies. Has anybody seen one of those in a couple of years? And a lot of the episode takes place in the future. So yeah. I'm like, God, that's so scary.
Yeah, no, we're screwed.
Have you seen this meme? It's like, remember when we all used to be afraid of bees?
Oh.
Now when I see a bee, I'm like, hey, bee, what can I get you? Can I make your life easier? Do you want a small loan? Do you want to borrow the car tonight?
Totally. Like, yeah. Bees are dying out and going away. We need to save them.
I know.
We need to rescue them.
So important. Unless, and I have a weird story to share with you.
Please.
Unless they are super wasps. Because the Huffington Post just put out a story in their weird news section that says, now wasps are forming massive super nests because life just isn't scary enough.
Mm.
The article is suspecting that climate change may be at least partly to blame. This is happening in Alabama right now. They found a super wasp nest that was the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, gosh.
With as many as 15,000 wasps inside.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh, this is awful.
What are wasps good for? Do they pollinate flowers and fruit trees and all that delicious stuff like other bees do?
What are wasps good for? And it auto-corrected, which means other people are wondering the same thing. Wasps do more good than harm. They play a vital role in protecting gardens and farm crops by controlling pest populations. They capture and consume insects such as flies, caterpillars, beetle larvae. So they are very necessary, but they are scary. Here's a picture of one crawling up the side of a house, like a wasp nest crawling up the side of the house. So it starts at the ground and then the nest sort of goes up the side around a window up to the roof.
Yeah. So they're saying they're finding it in a lot of vacation homes where people aren't there all the time, that wasps are just building nests, basically the size of the side of a house. And here's sort of like an interesting fact. So we were just talking about bees not freezing in the winter.
Yeah.
From wasps, only the queen has the antifreeze compound in her blood.
Oh.
So the more that the queen mates, then like other bees get that antifreeze compound, which can you imagine if humans didn't have antifreeze compounds? Some of us died every winter.
I mean, some of us do die every winter. That's why you gotta be careful. I didn't realize that. So this article also says that every time you're stung by a wasp, it increases your chances of becoming sensitive to the venom. So unlike other things where like if you experience some illness, it makes you like in theory a little stronger.
Yeah.
Not in theory. It does. You have a chance of becoming more sensitive every time a wasp stings you.
You know what? I thought you were going to say every time you get stung by a wasp, then wasps, therefore, out can smell you and find you and sting you
more
easily.
It's like a tracker. Or you get a little stronger. You become more wasp-like.
I really thought that you were about to say that. It's like, you know, when you date somebody, then you kind of have like spidey sense when they're around.
Yeah.
You know when you're about to see them.
Yeah. In most years, the winter freeze kills off many colonies, but that doesn't always happen. And when a colony survives the winter, a super nest can form.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. So normally, this is what they say. A surviving queen will have to start a colony from scratch in the spring. With our climate becoming warmer, there might be multiple surviving queens producing more than 20,000 eggs each.
Those things are nasty.
I don't know how you know if it's empty or not, unless you hit it with a baseball bat. But then you find out real quick. And then it's like the movie My Girl.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he can't see without his glasses. And all of a sudden, your best friend is dead.
Yeah. Then you're at a funeral because he was just stung 1,000 times.
Just couldn't handle it. You didn't know. You were just a kid. By the way, Kathleen, your husband texted me back.
Oh, no. Edit. No. No. Edit. No.
Remember when we were in a date the last segment?
Uh-huh.
I said, by the way, Kathleen is saying on the podcast, you're divorced. Is this true? And he said, she's oversimplifying our Bethany-only open marriage. This is the best answer he could have given.
He's very clever. I like him.
This is the best answer I'm saying back to him.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
Okay. I found this. I didn't find it. Dennis found this new show that is so good. It's on Netflix. It's called Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. And I think it's like 5 or 6 episodes. It's really easy to binge. And each episode covers a different aspect of solving a crime. Cadaver dogs.
Okay.
And DNA evidence and blood spatter. And it shows you how people have been wrongly convicted with this type of evidence. So it shows you that just because someone says they have DNA evidence, there are a million ways that that can be wrong. And certain ways of getting that DNA evidence, if there's not very much DNA evidence, for example,
yeah,
they have to reproduce it in a way that completely makes it hard to read. And so the results are not reliable.
Yeah.
The example they use is like if you photocopy the bottom of your shoe,
mm-hmm,
and then take that photocopy and photocopy it again, and then take that photocopy and photocopy it again, and do that like 10,000 times.
Yeah, a lot of the details are lost.
Gone. So this is such a fascinating show, and they do such a good job of examples like that that make you understand why it can be so difficult, that all of this stuff is not as cut and dry.
So basically, you're a forensic scientist when you're done watching the show.
You are fully a forensic scientist. So it's called Exhibit A, and it's really, really good.
Well, now I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah. Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
Okay, so this is a cooking tip. Do you ever make eggplant?
No, of course not. I don't cook,
but you should, because eggplant's really versatile, and a lot of people don't like eggplant because when they cook it, it gets really mushy and absorbs too much oil.
Eggplant parm is difficult for me to eat for that very reason.
I'm here to change your life.
Thank you.
Coffee filters.
Okay.
So dice up your eggplant or cut it however you need it, and then sprinkle it with a generous amount of salt, lay it on a plate over coffee filters, and then pop it in the microwave.
Okay.
Because the microwave gets rid of all of the air pockets and some of the moisture.
Oh.
So then it doesn't, like a lot of the air pockets would absorb oils when you would toss it in the pan, and then it would become a soggy mess.
Yeah.
And coffee filters work better than paper towels. I know a lot of people use paper towels, but sometimes paper towels have like dyes in them and stuff.
Yeah.
Coffee filters are a better, more absorbent option.
Awesome.
And then you cook your eggplant in whatever recipe you're making.
I would imagine coffee filters would work as well with tofu.
Like
with you know, dewatering your tofu.
Yes.
So that sounds amazing.
Yeah. I mean, or cheesecloth. You know, it's great to like stick your tofu in some cheesecloth and squeeze real hard.
Squeeze it so hard.
As long as you like don't mind. Sometimes it'll break, right?
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But yeah, coffee filters and eggplant, if you're making any sort of eggplant dish.
Amazing.
It's going to change your life.
Thank you,
Kathleen. Your life has changed right now, Bethany.
I know. And without even knowing, like something has shifted, like sliding doors style.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I need to watch that movie.
I've never seen it.
What? Get out of here.
It's fine.
Get out of here.
I don't love Gwyneth the way you love Gwyneth. I just don't. I think she's fine.
Speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, did you see that Chris Pratt posted sort of like a butt pic on Instagram?
No.
He had a really gnarly sunburn on his back, like so red. You're like, oof, dude, like that is upping your skin cancer chance by a lot.
Yeah.
But he was wearing bathing suit shorts. And so he had this really funny line right over his butt crack line where it was like white, 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 white. And then a fresh line and then red, 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 red.
Yeah.
And then Gwyneth Paltrow commented on his Insta pic, I've got some goop for that. She's so funny. I've got some goop for that.
Get it. That's her brand. She loves yoga. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
I am at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter, Miss Bethany Watson on Instagram. That's MS Bethany Watson. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Oh, my back cracked.
You can follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can email us at AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to send us some snail mail, you can do so at An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
Please, if you're listening to us, especially on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. 5 stars is the best. Rate, review, subscribe. It really does help us so much. We would love it. Thank you very much.
And every week, we love listening to your voicemails, hearing what's going on in your life. You can leave us a voicemail at 917-994-0353. It is one of my greatest joys in life.
We love listening to you guys.
Yeah, we do.
And these are the voicemails some of you left this week.
Hi, ladies. Good morning. I am a longtime listener. I've called once before. I was just listening to episode 183 when Kathleen was talking about the comment that her dad made about her body, and it so hit home for me, and I just had to pick up the phone and tell you that you're not alone. At Passover last year, my grandfather brought me in for a beautiful close hug, and I don't usually find him affectionate, and I said, oh my God, how amazing this is. And he brought me in close and got right up to my ear and whispered, you've gotten fat. Don't get any bigger. And it broke me. But Kathleen, these are the times where we rest on the people that we know love us for what's inside and not for what's outside, and who see our beauty in our hearts and not on our skin. So we are with you, and we love you, and I'm so sorry that your dad said that to you, but you are amazing, and thank you and Bethany for what you do. So I'm sending you guys lots of love, and I can't wait to listen to the next episode.
Hey, ladies. This is Kristen, an OG Taste Bud listener. I'm a little behind in listening to your episodes, but I just listened to the one released on June 19th. And I had to stop mid-episode to call Kathleen and let you know that I feel so very connected to you in this moment because you are a fellow warrior. Anyone who is recognizing that they're unhappy in any way and looking within themselves to do the work to figure it out is a fucking warrior. So when you say to yourself, erase, 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 or wash, 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 you remind yourself, girl, you are a warrior. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, girls. This is Matt from Philadelphia. I just wanted to call and say that this weekend is World Pride in New York City. It's the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, so lots of history, but also lots of partying going to be happening in the city. I also wanted to say thank you so much to Kathleen, because you actually inspired me this weekend to wear a crop top for the first time in my life. I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I wear an insulin pump on my back, and I wear a continuous glucose monitor on my stomach, and I've always just been so self-conscious about it that, you know, people are looking at me, wondering what that is, you know. I just don't like all that kind of attention, and it just always made me feel so uncomfortable, but you know, after listening to Kathleen talk about, you know, everyone's opinion doesn't matter. You know, their opinions, keep them to yourself. I don't need to hear that. I've just kind of come to terms with that. I don't need to care what other people think. I just want to be able to celebrate this weekend, be happy, and love my body.
Hey, Taste Buds. It's Katrin from Killeen, Texas, which is the middle of nowhere. But I'm calling because I had a total fuck a day yesterday, and it made me think of you ladies. So I decided that today I was going to put on a smart dress and just pump the positivity. So I want to thank you for being so amazing and showing vulnerabilities, okay, and knowing that tomorrow's another day and can always get better.
Hey, ladies. It's your fun-loving friend, Alexis, from New Jersey. I'm listening to this week's podcast. I agree with everything that you guys are saying, that you kind of have to look at the positive of things. And I just wanted to share something that my therapist shared with me. It's just a quote that says that, you know, if something's going bad or not going the way that it should be, or if you're running late somewhere, everything is how it should be. Hi, ladies. This is Sydney from New York. I just want to give Kathleen and the rest of the Taste Buds in my Fitbit work week hustle a big shout out. Kathleen, you've been killing it, girl. And Heather, Caitlin, Joanna, Chris, Don, and Matt, it's been, you guys are keeping me moving, keeping me on my toes, that's for sure. I'm celebrating being at the top of the week for the, at least a couple minutes that I'm there. But thank you guys for keeping me moving, even though it's getting hot. Still getting my steps in, so love you guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Bethany. This is Devin from Long Island. I'm just calling. I had to stop the podcast because I had to call and say that your, Kathleen, your bubble dome gray sky resort needs to be called Graycation. Do you get it? So you might have already, like, come to that realization on your own. I don't know because I stopped the podcast because I felt very strongly about this, but I had to share. Graycation, let's go. Love you, bye.